Hey there, folks, out in podcast land. You're listening to the sound of my voice. Nick, say something.
Something.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're brought to you by audibletrial.com/shark. You go to Audible, they have over 150,000 spoken word podcasts and audiobooks. Fucking go pick yourself one and enjoy that shit.
Whatever platform you want to use, they have it for it. Kindle, MP3 players.
All those things, man. And if you go to sharkdropper.com, check out that Amazon link, click on that fucking button, you can get yourself some shopping. Normal shopping. We're not offering you any kind of discount, but you know what? You'll give us a little bit of incentive, a little bit of pocket change.
Yeah, you'd help out a side goer. Anyway, doesn't cost you anything. Do it.
Yeah, you'd help out a multi-million dollar fucking podcast. How about that?
Why don't you help out a multi-dollar podcast?
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Audibletrial.com/shark. SharkTrapper.com, Amazon. Hit that shit. For the second time, welcome to Worth the Bay Podcast. My name is Kyle.
My name is Nick.
I said the second time because we fucked up the first time, but y'all don't know that. But now you do.
But now, welcome. We're revealing we're pulling back the curtain.
I'm tearing down the fucking walls. Everybody's going to know our secrets.
Our secrets are that we're terribly inefficiently run.
Terribly inept. Go listen to the Bucks Brief Podcast if you want some analysis. This is Worth the Bay, okay?
Hot takes.
Hot takes on hot dicks. Sports.
Sports dicks.
Sports dicks. Something like that. Yeah, man. So, what's been going on? Thanks for coming over last night.
Absolutely.
For the game last night. Thanks for coming over last night.
Mm. Yeah. You know it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It was good. It was, finally got to watch a decent game.
I wouldn't call that game decent. I guess halfway decent, maybe.
Well, it was decent on my standards.
Okay, fine. What are your standards as a Bucks fan?
As a Bucks fan, yeah, exactly.
We didn't lose.
It was decent.
That's what's good about it. Yeah. We won.
Well, Levy said something kind of interesting that's like, it's nice to have a victory, but it's almost more useful to have a victory that you have some glaring holes that you can fix. So you still won the game, but you have something on the tape to review.
So Levy's quote was basically, I like winning. That was fun.
Yay.
No, we won. We won a game. We won a football game, which nobody saw coming against the Saints. I certainly thought they were going to stomp all over us this game.
But you predicted that we were bold prediction.
Did I say the Saints were going to beat the Saints?
Yeah.
Whatever. I was drinking.
I've been drinking.
I didn't think we were going to win this game. Nobody thought we were, especially after last week.
The funny thing is, as we were watching that game, we watched us secure this larger lead, and we're like, yeah, they'll come back. Don't worry. Don't you worry, Saints fans.
The lead is safe when you're the Buccaneers.
I think that made the Saints comeback a little more tolerable. We were like, oh, nope. See, told you. I saw that coming.
I never got too excited at the whole game. Like, Jameis's touchdown run, I was like, yeah, of course, make a touchdown, stupid. Get in there.
Yeah, look how far away you are. Yeah, do that.
Just do that. I thought it was funny because he was looking around, and we're like, run.
It's a yard. Walk it.
Right there. It's like right in front of you. Nobody's there. He's like, oh, yeah, shit. Whoops.
But on the other hand, his touchdown pass to Vincent Jackson was pretty cool.
It was a beauty. That was a dime, as they call it, as the kids are calling it these days.
Is that what they call it?
Trent Dilfer is a kid, right? wasn't Trent Dilfer that came out with that whole fucking thing? A dime, like he called it.
Dilfer's dimes.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, but whoever they replace him with, it'll be that guy's dimes.
What is Trent Dilfer up to now? Is he still on ESPN?
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
Oh, absolutely.
I thought he was just playing golf somewhere and fucking, you know, Royal Palm Beach, Florida.
He's hanging out with Brad Johnson, and they're like, what's it like not having anything to do with your team winning a Super Bowl?
Shut up. We're selling cars, baby. Who cares?
Yeah.
The antithesis of the Tampa sports fan, or at least Tampa sports radio, is I heard this afternoon. So, like, after last Sunday's loss against the Titans, all I heard was like, I don't even know where we're going to get a win. You look up and down this schedule, and I don't know where we're going to go to win. You know, I'll shut up and listen. I'll hang up and listen. You know, that was the callers last week of like, this is a terrible team. We're not going to win a game. I swear to you, I was listening to 6:20 in the afternoon, Ron and Ian, and a guy calls up. He's like, yeah, you know what? Great game. Winston looked great. The defense looked great. You know, I honestly can't see a team in the NFC that can beat us. I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up. Like, are we really on this, like, much of a roller coaster? Like, we're going to the Super Bowl!
Fuck, we're going to win only one game this season.
Yeah, we lose next week. I was like, well, fire Lovey. Fire Lovey. Lovey Smith's got to go.
Yeah, it's...
They were already talking about that after week one, and then all of a sudden we managed to win a game. We managed to not lose.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think we managed to win that game. I think we managed not to fuck it up at the end.
Yeah, we tried so hard to fuck it up at the end. When Doug Martin fumbled in the fourth quarter, I'm like, well, that's the game. There's no way they're not going to punch it in after that one.
What happened to Gerald McCoy, by the way? I heard something strained his shoulder.
I guess he's fine. I don't know. He came off the field, and then from what I heard, he's good. But it should have been something we researched before.
For reasons.
Yeah.
He's hurt for reasons.
He was nursing that arm, that left arm, I think, or something like that.
It was his right arm, I believe.
Left or right arm.
One of the two.
One of those two. Definitely not the third arm, which we know Gerald McCoy has.
That's why he's so good at it.
Yeah.
All the good players have extra appendages that we don't know about.
What is the Bucs subreddit? www.reddit.com/rbuccaners. Did I spell it with three E's?
Yeah, you did. You spelled it with three E's.
Our Buccaneers. Fucking crazy. You saw that shirt with
the Jameis Winston shirt? It's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. I haven't seen what's up with McCoy. I heard it's not serious. And Jaquez Smith leading the NFL in sacks.
You called it, man. Before the season, you wanted to see how good this kid can be, and he's impressing so far.
Yeah, he's going to be our next Michael Bennett. He's going to leave for greener pastures in Green Bay.
Lovely. Awesome. It's like the Bucks and the Rays share the same thing. It's like
Nice. Getting too close.
I'm only good enough until someone else is going to sign me.
Yeah. No, I think Jaquez, I hope he continues to do as well as he's done these past two games. And he did well at the end of the last season. I don't think he got the double digits, but he did.
Yeah, the last four games of the season, he was our best defensive player.
He did quite well, is what I'm trying to say. The young Jaquez Smith, he played with heart and tenacity.
So,
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Calling it right now.
I was thinking more along the lines of, well, I feel a little bit better about playing Houston now.
No, I don't. I still think that's going to be a loss. That'll be a...
Nah.
Kick that one off. Nah. Oh, fuck off. Come on.
We're going to win the most of these games.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. We're going to... Super Bowl.
Shut the fuck up. We'll win
against... No, I'm not serious.
Against Jacksonville, maybe.
But Houston isn't as good as we thought they were. I mean, granted, that's not saying they're still much better than us.
Here's the thing. You know, everybody's fucking panicking because Seattle's 0-2 and Oakland just beat Baltimore, and
yeah,
you know, everybody's like, it's the first three games. Need I remind everybody that the I think it was the Raiders, when we played them in the Super Bowl, they started out like 0-4 to start that season.
The last two seasons, the Green Bay Packers have started off 1-2. So
yeah, it's such an overreaction of. The Tampa Bay Raiders is what I put in. Oakland.
In a weird, quasi-mixed-up universe, that's a team.
It's just, especially the first three games. The first three games are always like this weird, like, nothing is as it seems kind of period in the
Very
NFL.
Very fluid.
Yeah, and then everything kind of balances itself out. It's like, oh, okay, here's your contenders, here's your pretenders, here's the guys in the middle that are like, whatever.
Yeah, I think the Bucks are in that whatever.
No, we're in the pretenders.
Nah.
Yes, we are.
Nah.
Oh, fuck off. We're not going to win more than five games this year.
Yeah, but in this division, that's in the we don't know really region.
Yeah, Oakland Raiders went on a
four-game losing streak
starting with week 4 back in 2002.
Yeah.
Wow. So maybe not the first four games, but still, I guess it goes to show you, you know, get your shit together. We're the Bay Podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just call us out for it. But it was a... It was reassuring that now we can win ugly because we couldn't do that last year.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. These are the games we lost last year. Like
so, I mean, there's improvement there, right yeah. there.
I'd much rather be calling this an ugly win than like we should have fucking won and we should have lost. Like wait, like oh my god, we should have lost. Yeah. When we had it that the Alteron Werner the interception. I think it was Chris Conte made the interception and then
flipped it back off to Werner. Yeah.
Werner ran it back to midfield, and we couldn't really. I think we what did we turn that into? We turned that into points, I think. But like, we had so many opportunities to
get
seven when we came in with three, and that's like you know you always know when that starts to happen, you're like, not good.
Good teams get touchdowns.
This is not good. They're going to come back on us. You got to put the teams away, Jameis. Put the teams away.
Not fumble.
Yeah. Well, he didn't fumble. It was Doug Martin.
No. I'm talking about the one where he fumbled scrambling.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I don't know what fucking Buccaneers game you were watching, but this is going to autoplay. Great. By the way, guys. Sorry. Nope. See? Stopped before I had a chance.
That touchdown was just so awkward.
Yeah, his rushing touchdown.
Mm-hmm. It's like he happened to find the end zone. Oh, look at this.
Yeah. We should have lost. Like when Doug Martin fumbles in the fourth, I keep coming back to that. But when he fumbles like that in the fourth quarter, when you need him to, we were trying to run the clock down.
That's all we were doing.
You know, the 4 minute or 6 minute offense where it's like, yep, stand around, give the ball to Doug Martin, Chris Sim or Charles Sims.
Get just enough to get a first down and then, run.
First play, boom, fumble. High and tight, Doug. Come on, man. What the fuck's the problem here, buddy? Like, I'm calling a big year for you, and you go and fumble the ball like that?
In a key situation,
you want to fight me? You want to fight Doug Martin? Nick will fight you.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's going to fight you, man. We're just calling you out.
Lovely.
Interesting. There's whispers. I'm just kind of like glazing over this whole game summary. There's whispers of a rotator cuff problem with Breeze. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's out indefinitely.
Wait, that happened really?
Yeah, it's on the board.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
So he had to have surgery?
No, he's not have to have surgery. He's just he's out indefinitely right now. So they're saying it might be substantial time because they don't know.
Oh, so it could be. So one of those things where it could
he's
be
getting
a week.
His MRI.
Good job, Nick.
It's not the normal microphone. It falls out of the stand.
You got to put it back in the stand. There you go.
Yeah, we'll just do that.
There you go.
But, yeah, he didn't look right. Remember, I was telling you, he got up flexing the arm, trying to, you know, like...
Yeah, you thought he was hurt. Yeah. Like, your first thing, oh, my God, he's hurt.
And it turns out he is.
Yeah. Yeah. So if he's healthy, we would have lost that game. It's just, we got so lucky this game. That's why I think
We get lucky because they had a pretty bad game.
It's so silly. I mean, okay, I'm not saying like you shouldn't be optimistic about the team, but
no.
It's just so silly that people are like, well, I don't see who beats us. Who beats us in this division? A lot of fucking people are going to beat us.
Yeah, the Panthers probably twice.
Yeah, Panthers probably twice. Falcons probably twice. Might squeak one out in Jacksonville. Might actually get a win against the...
We might be able to beat McCown.
Might be able to beat the Eagles.
The McCown-led Saints.
The Luke McCown?
Yeah, Luke McCown-led Saints.
You know, I bet those backups would really shine if they got the chance. Holy shit.
McCown's dead.
Yeah, now what's Verizon going to do now with those commercials?
He's not a backup. Yeah. No, he's thrusted in the starting role.
It's Drew Brees and the cast. I'm Drew Brees.
Ow.
I bet it feels like I fell off one of those cell towers.
Those cell towers are so tall, that's how they get the best coverage.
I could throw, if my rotator cuff wasn't blown out, I could probably throw a football to the top of that tower.
But I can't.
But I can't.
That's why I'm the backup.
That's why Luke McCown is
leading us to a 6-10 record.
What if Luke McCown goes in and just destroys, just demolishes? Like they're
then he'll do his brother one, like do his brother 2 years later, and some team will say like, that's a starter. Pick him up, and then he'll be terrible.
Christ. Well, he's got to be like 36, though. The dude's not. Luke McCown's no spring chicken. Like I remember him playing.
Yeah.
Let's see how old this motherfucker is.
Watch. He's going to be like 29.
Yeah. If he's 29, he probably is. 34. Yeah. Okay. So I was close. He's not. He's no spring chicken, man.
No, he's not.
He's got a couple years. How old is Josh McCown? Luke McCown's 34. Josh McCown's got to be 36. That's what I'm calling. 36. Yeah. He's still in the Bucks uniform.
Yeah, he is.
You know, I was listening to All Access, like the they'll have the Bucks players go on each week and doing like an all. I was listening to Mike Evans, and he was saying the first calls he got for when he was drafted was Lovie Smith and Josh McCown. I was like, man, that's cool. Like, Josh McCown's a good guy.
Josh McCown did nothing off the field to make him a bad person here. He's just a terrible quarterback.
I think he got a shit run of it because we still don't have an offensive line. And, like, the dude he's athletic. But at the end of the day, he's a 36-year-old journeyman quarterback where we didn't give him a chance.
Well, not to mention his strong suit when we got him was he makes smart decisions. And then when he comes here, he makes bad decisions.
Well, I mean, between him and Glennon, I mean, I think he got the most starting time last year, I want to say.
He missed McCown? I believe he did.
McCown,
well,
yeah.
Because remember, they benched him and then they went back to him.
Yeah, he still had Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans at a 1,000-yard seasons.
Yeah, dual 1,000-yard seasons.
Like, that's nothing to scoff at. Like, when you kind of look back at it, you're like, fuck, man. Like, he didn't...
Oh, it's not nothing to scoff at?
Yeah, I mean...
Right at it.
Yeah. Well, right fair enough. I mean, we only lost, like, what?
14 games.
All the games. Hey, I mean, a lot of that can be blamed on the D. I'm not saying he was the best, but I'm just saying, like, he did what he did.
He did it.
He did some things. Not all of them were good things. Most of them were bad things. Dual 1,000-yard receivers, guys.
Those are good things.
Those were good things. Let's just reminisce about that. Is he ever going to start again?
Yeah.
You think so? You think
because Johnny Manziel's going to fuck up eventually.
They're going to sit Johnny Manziel down?
No, if he fucks up, of course.
Hmm.
It's going to be like Glennon. Like, my count's going to come back and be like, I'm fine.
You do that, though? It's one thing to say when McCown comes back, yeah. Johnny, you're going back on the bench. We need you to cook for a little bit longer. He's healthy now. He's our starter. It's one thing to do that, and it's entirely another thing to do, well, we're going to let you play Johnny until you fuck up, because then all the pressure's on him. Then he fucks up. Then it's like, well, shit. You know, was it ever really my job to begin with, or you know, something like that? It's kind of like he doesn't feel like he earned it, or
yeah, he happened into it.
Yeah,
you know what you're going to hear from the Cleveland coaching staff is a lot of coach speak. We're like, we're going to go with the best guy each week. Like, okay,
yeah, that's not the way to handle it, Cleveland. Just make a goddamn decision.
Speaking from a Bucks fan's point of view, not the way to go about
it. Yeah, not at all the way to go about it. Look, I thought. For all intents and purposes, Lovie Smith handled the controversy last year well by saying, McCown's healthy, McCown's going to start. There's your starter. And it was like, okay, everything's laid out right there in front of us. It wasn't a thing where, like, well, we'll just wait and see what happens with Glennon, and if he fucks up, we're going to put McCown in halfway through the game. No, that never happened. If that happens in Cleveland, that's another strike against Manziel.
He's already got now he's got two.
Yeah, now he's got two strikes. You just fucked it. Like, he fucked himself in the first year by all the party and drug the drug problems, what have you, the rumored problems.
Yeah,
went to rehab, tried to correct himself, tried to come back, have a great year. So now it's on. If you pull this kind of bullshit with them, it's on you, Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Welcome to the word of Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, we went down McCown's path. That's
yeah. Well, I'm glad we were struggling in the beginning. Then we got off a little McCown riff. he's a good looking dude. I'd fuck him.
He's got a spouse. You're...
What does she look like?
What does she look like?
You ever see Jeff Garcia's wife?
Yeah, hot.
Yeah, so hot. But Jeff Garcia talks with like a little bit of a lisp. You always kind of thought maybe,
wait, is
there something else there?
Is Natalie McCown the chick from the cheerleader from The Replacements? Is that what I'm looking at?
Wait, hold on. I I hear you on that. Let me just complete this thought with Jeff Garcia's wife. Look how fucking gorgeous she is. And then let me go back here. And let me check this out. No. She's a very pretty lady, though. She was definitely in some kind of sorority in college or something. Good for Josh McCown and good for Jeff Garcia.
What are you talking about? He's a millionaire.
Yeah, really? Yeah, fuck both of you.
I don't feel bad for this motherfucker. He makes more in the last 5 years of him being a professional quarterback has made more than I'm going to in my lifetime.
Yeah, whatever. I bet Chicago wishes they had Josh McCown back now. Josh McCown played for the Raiders? What the fuck is going on here? Did he play for every team ever?
Not Jacksonville.
Who was it? It was Favre. Brett Favre. When he scored a touchdown against the Packers, he had
completed scoring a touchdown against every team.
Yeah, and I think maybe when he beat the Packers, he had beaten every team in the league, something like that.
Yeah, sure, we'll go with both of those.
Yeah, I'll go with both of those. Those both.
You heard it here first.
Both would be correct if they weren't. Deal with that. Do with that what you will.
I'm gonna let you simmer on that.
All right, so let's talk about some superlatives from the Bucks game. I mean, what were some things that stood out to you as far as like the way we played? There was definitely a few things.
We figured out a way to give James Winston a little bit of time. That was nice.
Yeah, you know what? It seems like we had a fucking game plan. What, wasn't that crazy?
Yeah, like having an extra back in the backfield for pass protection wise.
But at the same time, there was one play they went max protect and Jameis Winston went down. Like, how the fuck do you go max protection? You have two tight ends, you have a running back there. What the fuck? You're sending two guys out there.
Yeah.
And get sacked. What the fuck's going on here?
Maybe
they were stacking the box against them like crazy.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're fucking with them. They're fucking with them hard. They were doing shit that we should have done to Marcus Mariota.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, did you see what Cleveland did to them? Did to Mariota?
He still had a good day, though.
Yeah, but he lost the football, his shoe, and his helmet all in the same play.
And I don't know if this is because I didn't watch the game, so I don't know. But I think I saw it on ESPN or something when I was in the gym. But like, he didn't look the same after that.
He got knocked around. He's hurt. Yeah. He's gun shy now.
And then I looked at the actual play. He like lost his shoe, and then he got a big like over under kind of hit. One dude,
on top of somebody.
And then he was down for a while, like on his stomach, right? And then they said that he didn't look the same after that. So it's kind of like, hey, should we get a concussion test? And no, we just gotta get him out of there. Get him out there.
What do you want to go with, Mettenberger? He's fine.
Yeah, Mario's fine. He's gonna be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Someone say Zach Mettenberger. Shut up, Zach.
Were you watching last week or what? Come on, motherfucker.
Yeah. You know what he did to the Bucks defense?
Yeah. The
Bucks defense actually shut down Drew Brees pretty well.
Yeah. But, okay. Yeah, that too. I mean, the defense. I think more than anything else on the defensive side of the ball is that they just seem to like, aside from the fumble play where Chris Conte was the only one hustling down there, I think the defense showed a lot of hustle on this game.
It was the Bucks of old, where it's gang tackling and that you know, hats on the ball.
Yeah, it was good.
It was nice to see that.
There was another example of that, but. Chris Conte had a great game, which who the fuck thought Chris Conte was capable of such a great game? Like every Bears fan I've ever talked to is like, Chris Conte fucking blows. What is he doing in your defensive backfield?
Well, he's better than Major Wright, apparently.
Yeah. But
isn't Major Wright a former Bear too?
Major Wright is also a former Bear. He had a good game. And Levante David played a lot better. Jeremy McCoy
was a nuisance.
Was what he is, but
he allowed Jaquie Smith to have the game he did.
Yeah,
because they had two hats on McCoy. Then Jaquie Smith has to do with man on man.
Yeah, it's fair enough. I don't know. I feel like McCoy could be doing more. I feel like it could. He could be out there.
You're so ungrateful.
Hey, come on. When Ndamukong Suh's making headlines out there.
I'm sorry. Oh God! But Ndamukong Suh is making headlines.
Oh, yeah, for what'd he do? Didn't he do some bullshit? You pointing back there?
It's up top on the list.
Bucks Sue went Oh, he went rogue, yeah.
Yeah, he went rogue, or freelance is the word I keep hearing.
What's the story with that?
Well, apparently he didn't... Well, the thing is I don't know if it is a story or if it's just someone made it up, but I didn't watch the Miami game, so I can't speak to it.
He didn't play like we thought he would.
Well, apparently he doesn't either get the signals or hasn't gotten the call signal or the calls, and so he doesn't know where to be, or he's deliberately not doing what they ask.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Ndamukong Suh. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Figure it out. Three technique, set hike.
Ball.
Stomp the guy's calf. Let's get out of here.
Sprinkle some crack on him.
Sprinkle some crack. That's what he teaches his kids. Like, fast forward, the Ndamukong Suh defensive tackle camp shows up 20 minutes late. Teaches the kids how to, like, punch dudes in the face when they come off the ball and then stomp on calves and,
yeah,
you know. What was it? What movie was it? I think it was The Replacements. Remember, was it The Replacements? No, it was The Longest Yard. Where they're showing them how to, like, play dirty by, like, grabbing the face mask and pulling it forward, all that kind of shit.
Yep.
That's the Ndamukong Suh camp right there. Oh, he's not a dirty player, says Miami fan. What do you listen to this podcast for?
He's an incredibly dirty player.
Of course. Yeah, they're all dirty players, whatever. Or most of them. Everybody but Josh McCown.
Look at that guy.
Look at that. Look at that. You could set your watch to that chin. It was nice to win. It was an encouraging sight for the Bucks to come out of there with a win, and for Jameis to not look better. He looked better.
He looked good. He looked better.
He's gonna have his games like he did last week, I'm sure, because he's just so prone to the turnover.
Well, look, they were kind enough to, when they signed Josh McCown, how many losses we would have that year?
Wow, you're right. There's Josh McCown holding up a 14.
Isn't that Johnson too? For who's the guy we signed from Cincinnati a lot of money? That was terrible.
George Johnson?
No, he's on our team this year from Dallas.
Oh, who the fuck was it? Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson.
Yeah,
yeah. Dumb fucks.
Oh, Bucks. Oh, so Buccaneers.
Crazy thing happened. So first time in the NFL something happened, or this happened.
So first time in the NFL something happened. It was the first time that Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, Cleveland, Washington, and what was the other one?
Oakland.
Won on the same day.
It's the first time that's ever happened.
That's such a weird stat. That's like a baseball stat. It's like, this is the first time someone's thrown a pitch.
And hell has frozen over.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. All the shitty teams won on the same day. Well, Washington's not always a shitty team. Yeah, isn't it crazy how Washington looks like the best team in the NFC East right now?
Well, especially since the Cowboys are now going to be led by Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, I have faith in Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, I was actually watching the Cowboys game with my Cowboys buddy, and he was like, "Oh, great, we now have Brandon Whedon." I'm like, you know, there are worse backups out there. You could be in a hell of a lot worse situation.
Not to mention, you could put anybody behind that offensive line, and I think
you and I go out there and at least do 500.
Yeah, I could probably throw a couple slants, get a couple slants over the that line, and. Mm-hmm. Yeah. they've got a crazy good offensive line, and I Cowboys are gonna be fine. I think they're not gonna be where
they're
were.
They're just gonna wait until Romo gets back.
Yeah, and he's not having surgery apparently.
Mm-mm, no. But I mean, is that helpful? Does that make it the recovery time?
It's kind of that makes me think about Drew Smiley when he's like opted out of.
And then great, you're gonna come back and break it for real. Yeah. Then you're gonna have that.
You're gonna fuck it up even more. Just go have the surgery, dummy. But Romo is old. He's getting older. How old is he? 36?
35.
I'm going 36.
Is this the guess how old the quarterback is?
I'm going to say everything is 26.
35.
Nice.
Boom.
Good for you, Romo. That sucks. Sucks for Cowboys fans, but I think they'll be fine. It'll be fine.
The crazy thing was he said when it happened, he... No, you broke the rules. Well, find out I broke the rules.
Fuck you. You broke...
Fuck your rules.
I didn't bust you not the first time. Just because you didn't bust us the first time doesn't mean you didn't break the rules to bust us again.
Oh, South Park.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
I was just going to say about Romo. He said he knew what it was when it happened because apparently he's broke his collarbone before.
Right. Yeah.
And he even said, he's like, well, your body kind of goes into shock and you have to wait for that to calm down before you realize what happened. And then, yeah, he goes, when I got my wits about me, I kind of realized what it was. I came to terms with it before I even got to the sideline.
Yeah, I remember I saw a tweet or something from, I think it was like Lana Berry. She said someone on the sideline could hear Romo say, "I broke my collarbone." Like, fuck. Romo. Sorry, Romo.
It's kind of metal, though. Like, to be like, come off and be like, to diagnose yourself. I know I broke my collarbone.
Who's his wife look like? Oh, my God. Hot quarterback wives. Where's the quarterback's wives on Bravo or A&E? Miss Missouri. Lord. She's like a perfect, like, specimen of a lady. She's a lady.
She looks like a Barbie cutout.
She does. That's putting a beauty standard on females. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
We're not your fucking standard.
Well, I don't think anybody... I don't think little girls out there are idolizing Barbie.
Fuck Tony Romo.
You're perpetuating female negative views.
Fuck them. Yeah, you're doing that. What Nick said.
Lord. Oh. How was it around the NFL? I mean, I got to watch one game Sunday.
You didn't catch that fucking awesome Eagles and Cowboys game that we were just discussing?
I mean, I was watching, I think I watched all of 10 minutes of it.
Fuck yeah, man. That was a great game.
Really?
No. It's terrible. Awful game.
What was the Sunday night game?
It was America's game of the week, though. Sunday night was...
I think I watched that game. I forgot what it was. I was also, you know, drinking.
Oh, that was Packers and Seahawks.
Ah, I did watch that game.
I guess there was a controversial fumble at the end.
Yeah. I will speak to this because Jonathan is not here. He was right. They threw on Sherman and scored on him. It wasn't to Randall Cobb, though, but it was to the second wide receiver.
Speaking of throwing and I just saw this on Reddit. Byron Maxwell, who signed a 6-year, $64 million contract, has been thrown to 19-plus times, or has been thrown to 19 times, allowing 15 completions, 240 yards, and 2 touchdowns with a 5.38 perfect QB rating against him.
Oh, lovely.
Isn't that funny? Eagles.
Why are you signing that guy?
Because fuck him. He's with the Eagles.
Not Jamarcus Russell.
Let's see, I hope this is it.
DeMarco Murray had negative 2 rushing yards until the final play, the final rush of the game in which he got positive yards. That was terrible.
You were terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't it. No, this is an old game. Why is Seattle and Green Bay on CBS? What is this?
It's probably a playoff game.
Yeah, but do they have NFC playoff games?
I don't know, man.
Interestingness. Pete Carroll frustrated, confused by fourth quarter ruling and fumble loss. I didn't see it. I just kind of saw a little tad bit on it. Didn't really see a big ol'.
I don't know. I'm starting to like buy into Jonathan's take on the Seahawks. They're kind of assholes.
Yeah, they are. That's just that's how it is, though.
Oh, there he is. Look at him.
Oh, Dilfer. Hey, buddy. Look at your bald head, stupid face. Never could win a fucking game with us. You go to Baltimore and you win a Super Bowl in our house. You're going to get all big dick because you won it in Tampa and you feel so cool. And now you get to be on ESPN.
All big dick.
Yeah. Well, fucking Rondé Barber's on Fox. He's doing games and you're just the fucking schlump that's sitting on ESPN talking about the Packers and Seahawks. Fucking Dilfer.
How do you really feel about him?
God, I hate this. I fucking hate Dilfer. You know why too? Because he's such a dick. Like whenever you try
draw a line down his head, he becomes a dick.
But no, when we go to like UT to watch the Bucks practice, and you try to get his autograph, he'd be in a golf cart, like everybody else is like signing autographs for. He's like, "Hey, fuck you,
get me past these commoners.
I'm the fucking first round draft pick quarterback, baby." That's what he looks like. Stupid, wearing stupid sneakers with your suit, stupid tie.
Do you want to
your fat stupid face?
Do you want to take a break?
No, hate him, Dilfer. Any final thoughts on the week that was football? We didn't really get anything discussed on that Packers. I didn't see the fumble. So hopefully it was bullshit on whoever's part thinks it was bullshit.
I completely and totally disagree.
I feel like when I see the score, I think the Packers won. Looks like they won by a wide margin, so why the fuck is that even an issue?
They won by 10 points.
It's still good. It's two scores.
Two scores, yeah.
Yeah. Get your shit together, Seahawks. Stop complaining about bullshit that doesn't matter.
Yeah, you 0-2 Seahawks.
Yeah, everybody has a play in a game that they could say, oh, well, that would have been different. We would have won this game. Yeah.
So some facts about the NFL this week. The Bucs are better than the Ravens,
yeah,
Texans, Eagles, Bears, Saints, and Giants.
Bucs playoffs, baby. Bucs Super Bowl. Ooh. Super Bowl. Bold prediction. We're going to Super Bowl this year.
Yep.
We're going to be there. Jameis Winston's going to win.
Lovie's going to buy tickets for all the team.
We're going to win the Super Bowl this year. That's what I'm saying. We're going to win it. Not for nothing, man. I've been noticing this week and in weeks prior. Why is it like every other play, we got to like sort through some bullshit that the refs
may or may not have called?
Yeah, let's throw some laundry around the field. Hey, something's wrong. This guy touched this guy, illegal something to the something, 5 yards. And everybody's like, well, great, fuck yourself. Like it's both sides. And I'm sure
you brought it up about your girlfriend who is an infrequent football watcher,
right?
But she likes watching college games so much more because the less penalties, the more action you see.
Yeah, there was action every other play, and like something cool. So I was watching the Ole Miss and Alabama game.
It is a pretty unsettling. Did you see the Ole Miss that play between Ole Miss and Alabama where the ball was snapped high, quarterback got it, got sacked immediately, but threw the ball off. It bounced off three people's hands, and they got it and ran it for like a 60-yard touchdown.
No, I didn't see that.
What? Yeah. Why are we not watching that?
I have to watch that. But no, I just think it's so silly now because now I pay more attention to it. It's like, yeah, every third play is like, weep, something happened. We got a false start on the, which, you know, okay, false start, offsides, whatever.
Okay, I'll get to that.
But
like,
you know, these weird procedural penalties or these illegal formation,
God damn it.
Well, these contact penalties, like yesterday in yesterday's game with the Saints touchdown, the Saints had a pick and they threw a flag on it because
it was like a rubber.
Yeah, they picked the dude. It, you know, they set a pick on him and they opened him up for a touchdown. I forget who it was. I don't know, McKinley or something. Some fuckhead that
some
plays
fuck
for the Saints.
Yeah, whatever.
And it was a clear penalty. The guy picked him and like, I was listening to TJ Reeves, a sideline reporter guy. He was saying, yeah, I could read the ref's lips saying that he picked them. And they picked the flag up because it was in 1 yard. Some kind of weird arbitrary rule. But yeah,
that you can pick a player within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage. I watch a lot of football. Kyle, you watch a lot of football. I've never heard of that rule.
Well, but the thing is like, okay, so now can I bring Quan Alexander up behind a wide receiver and like get down on all fours and push him over just because it's in a yard?
It's in a yard. I could do it.
Yeah, I could fucking do it. Who cares, baby? Someone's going to quote me some rule and tell me how wrong I am. But still,
tweet at me. Whatever.
Yeah, I could be pissed off about this. It's so stupid and arbitrary.
Well, either way, the refs aren't handling it very well. Like, they're supposed to be blending in. You're not supposed to notice the refs. But when half the time is spent, okay, we're going to film the refs congregating. What are they talking about? Yeah. Okay, it's like, stop.
This is why everybody else makes fun of us, because it's like, you know, we get a little bit of action, and then we got to sit there and watch the conference of the refs while they get...
It breaks so much flow. You can even tell for the momentum of the teams. It kills it. You have to review a play. Sometimes, I guarantee you, sometimes coaches use a challenge just to get the other team off their scheme.
But dude, it's so prevalent that now we were talking about this on Sunday. It's so prevalent that now they got Mike Carey and
Mike Pereira. Fuck up? Like, it's a former ref
on the TV broadcast talking about like the refs doing their thing. It's like, does anybody else not say that this is fucking crazy that we're talking about like the, how we're procedurally going about the game and we have to have a fucking third analyst come in to talk about the procedural penalties of the fucking game? This is nuts. This is absolutely fucking crazy.
It shouldn't be that.
We're playing a game, aren't we? It's like if you're playing Monopoly. And there's a dude sitting to the corner with the rule book, and if you don't like adhere exactly to the rules, he'll come in and say,
you have to make this purchase on the... Shut up, guy.
Yeah, we're having fun over here, okay?
This, yeah. This game isn't fun anymore. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's the no fun league. You mentioned that a couple times. It's like,
look, I understand. It's one thing to call an offsides because it gives you an unfair advantage against the
absolutely
you know, when you're coming off the ball. Pass interference. Yes, that I will agree with that. That's another thing. But I mean, I see every play. I think it was it might have been the Packers and the Seahawks where they show Richard Sherman all over it, dude. And like, oh well, that's just good coverage.
But to who?
To who? Like, couldn't they just throw a flag on that? He's contacting him after 5 yards. Like, isn't that?
Well, it's called hand checking. It's like, no, it's called arbitrary.
Yeah, Rondé Barber yesterday was talking about how like there was good technique by the corner because the guy, you know, the guy was all over him or something like that. But it's like, okay, you're still making contact with the guy after 5 yards.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what gets caught, and it's these stupid ass penalties, man. And so it's so.
It is. It's very frustrating. It takes you out of the game.
It does. At a certain point,
it's like listening to a song, and then in the middle of the song, they're like, "This is brought to you by Pepsi." You're like, oh, okay. Lovely.
No, it's more like you're listening to a song, and it's like, "Hello, I am with the RIAA. I'm just making sure that you have the proper licenses and fees." Oh, well, I see here that you don't have this, and we're gonna have to fine you 99 cents for
and
this
we're fast forwarding the song 3 seconds. And thank you.
I think this is, but yeah, thank you very much. Well, we're gonna get out of your way now. We're gonna get out of your way. Okay, cool. Next song.
Songs.
Wait, hold on. This song I'm seeing that you don't have. You're like, fucking goddamn. At least it's not like baseball, where you have these like pompous fucks that like waving her. We gotta stop this. Hold on a minute. Let's look. Put his hands on his shoulder, hips. You know, get
let's
chest
get the league. You know, there's a guy in New York doing the same exact thing on the other side of the phone. Like, well, hold on, let me get the rule book out.
Yeah. the umpires.
Yeah,
yeah, they're in the full garb with the chest protector and everything. He's like, hold on.
Yeah, but he's in his office in his own like mask. He takes his mask off. Hold on, let me check the rule book.
Yeah. And then he makes the hand signals, and the guy's like, he did the thing for them.
Oh, yeah, okay. A guy has to interpret it and give it to him on the phone. Like, yeah. He said he's out.
He's out! And then the manager comes up, yeah. At least it's not like that. Like, baseball makes the managers, like, a show. It's a fucking show when you're an umpire.
Yeah, I was about to say, not so much the manager, unless when they're arguing, and then it's with the umpires.
Right. Could you imagine if it was like that with the NFL? If, like, you could, if, like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If they gave the referees that kind of leeway of like the, you know, the of I don't even know how you would do that, because in baseball you have like strike zones and out and safe and all that. That's like a judgment call. Mostly in the NFL, it's kind of like, yeah, it's either.
You can see, like, I looked at the same replay you did. You know his feet were down at the same time he possessed the ball.
It's kind of, well, I guess replays kind of eliminated that whole portion of it.
Eliminated it and created a new issue all at the same time.
Yeah,
because it's all about interpretation, and if you can't get the right camera angle, it's just like, how about we just worry about getting it right the first time?
Yeah, how about we just, I don't know.
I feel like that's a crutch now, because you see refs, they'll just throw a flag and they're like, we'll sort it out later.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's already this in 2 weeks already. I've heard 5 times there was no flag on the play. Like,
yeah, no foul on the play for those.
Okay, well, why'd you waste my goddamn time?
Yeah, I think it was it was the Packers and Seahawks. They threw a flag because they thought there was too many men on the field.
Yeah.
And it was for something else. I think they reviewed the play.
Yeah.
They were reviewing the play, but still.
Is
like,
that how bullshit we're getting right now? We're reviewing the in-between plays to make sure somebody was foot wasn't on the field?
Yeah.
Like, what competitive advantage does that allow?
It's silly. It's very silly, all of it. I think, you know what's going to start? It's going to start being a problem when you have on, pardon the interruption, there's a thing about like NFL games getting too long, blah, 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 blah. But I mean, it's every owner goes and pisses and moans to the rules committee so they can have their team, you know, however their play style is favored the next season. And
well, everybody has their own agenda.
Yeah. Anyways, I've harped on this enough. I'm ready to take a break. All right. Yeah, break time. Listen here, guys. I'm going to make this real simple. If you go to audibletrial.com/shark, you can get yourself a free audiobook download. Oh, my God. Right? We said it in the beginning. You go there right now. You just take a second. audibletrial.com/shark. You sign up for the free trial. You get a free audiobook, any audiobook of your choice. That book you've been thinking about reading, you can go get that book right now. I just finished reading A Picture of Dorian Gray. Fuck, man, it was a really fucked up book. I thought it was something completely different. It's a book that made me really hate the main character, Mr. Dorian Gray, and you'll see why if you read it, or listen to it, rather. If you go to audibletrial.com/shark, you can listen to that shit. And if you don't like that, they have over 180,000 titles for you to choose from, so why not go pick something else? They got spoken word, audiobooks, podcasts, anything your little heart can desire. Go to Shark Dropper, or rather, audible.com/shark. Hey, we're back. Welcome back to We're the Bay Podcast, everybody.
Hope you enjoyed that commercial.
Thanks for tuning in on your TuneIn app, or on Stitcher, or on iTunes, or on Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio,
or directly from the website. Yeah. However you listen to it, if you're getting this in smoke signal, thank you.
Yes, I agree with that. And then tell me how you did that, because that's fucking amazing.
What do I sound like when I go blah 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 blah? I want to see what that looks like on school.
Did you see like a little thing? I think it was a color analysis for the Maple Leafs was trying to like make an Illuminati plot out of the triplets being on the side of the building. Like, oh, no Stamkos. What's that mean? That.
Like, oh, I don't know. That means you didn't take pictures of both the big ass signs that are on the.
It means he's on the other side with Hedman and Bishop.
You idiot.
Yeah.
Actually, they didn't go with Hedman.
Who'd they go with?
Callahan. It was Callahan, Bishop, and Stamkos.
No, I thought it was Hedman.
Oh, he might be on the other side of the building. Like, I also found out that Braden Coburn rides his bike to work. That's awesome.
He already has a place here?
Coburn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I thought he'd be living in Philly or something.
Nah.
Is he American?
Coburn?
Yeah.
I believe so. Speaking of American, we're going to jump right into hockey. They named the USA coach for the World Cup of hockey.
Braden Coburn. Surprise. Canada.
No, but it is a former Lightning.
Is it Torts?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking ridiculous.
Why would you give it to him? He's been on hockey Christ. Since 2 years ago.
Yeah. God damn it, Team America. This is why we suck.
Yeah, you let guys like that make decisions.
Torts is going to pull the bus up. Never, nobody get off the bus.
We're going to do wind sprints. But coach, this is...
Wind sprints!
We're on a bridge. Wind sprints!
Gets all hard watching Miracle the night before. He's like, yeah, this is how you win. This is how Patrick Swayze, but Kurt Russell told me how to win.
Yeah, this is how Kurt Russell did it in Miracle.
We're going to do it just like... We're going to do this one just like Kurt Russell did it.
He goes up like...
You mean the guy from Big Trouble in Little China? Yeah, just like...
Exactly. He goes up to Tim Thomas and be like, oh, coach, he's got a fractured ankle. Looks like you're a pussy. Yeah, what do you think about that?
We're bringing in LeCavier, but he's from Montreal. No, I'm bringing in...
It's Canadian, Sheriff, sir. You can't do that. You know what? He's going to be using...
Worked in Tampa.
Well, Bishop's going to be the America's starting goalie for that.
Is he?
Who else is out there?
I don't know. What's that guy from the Rangers doing?
Yeah, he's not an American. That's what he's not doing.
Oh, what about that guy from the old... what about old...
Goldberg.
Yeah.
Goldberg's going to do it.
What about Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks? Hey, how about this guy? Fucking...
Good. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
How about that guy from that Snickers commercial?
That Snickers commercial?
Where they have the sumo wrestler backs into the net? Wasn't that the Snickers commercial?
Oh, God.
About that guy? Who's our old backup goalie that used to be around here?
John Graham?
No, he's playing for the Coyotes now.
Steve Smith?
No.
Or Mike Smith?
No, not Mike Smith.
He's the only Lightning goalie that's playing.
No, he's playing. No, another dude is. The other guy. I can't think of his name. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
He's playing for the Coyotes. I'm telling you. I'm telling you he is.
I think it's Mike Smith.
The old Coyotes there. No, it's not just Mike Smith. It's Fuckface. It's the guy.
Wait, Lindbach?
Lindbach. Yeah, he's in the Coyotes now.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, because he's not American yet again.
Ah, son of a bitch!
Being that his name is Lindbach.
No, it's not true! Gudelskis.
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 Yes, he's
America. He's got some promise.
He plays in America.
He showed some promise for what did he play for? Finland.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see what he's doing for America.
Yeah, he got his work visa, didn't he?
Preseason's already underway.
What does it mean? Oh, is it?
Yeah, hockey preseason started.
Yeah, it's at FanFest on Sunday.
Yep. Hockey's back.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Yeah.
It's exciting when the Bucks start their downward trend for...
we'll have something to save us from
permanently. Yeah. Say after these next three losses, it'll be officially hockey season. Just saying,
what
man.
If we win next week?
If we win against the Texans and we go 2-1... Okay. I don't know. I'll take on all comers. I'll do something on the podcast, but we're not going to be 2-1. We're going to be 1-2 next week. That's just me being real with you. That offensive line versus that defensive line.
JJ Watt and
Jadeveon Clowney. They're going to eat them alive.
Ali Marpet's going to be carpet.
Yeah. It's going to be Ali Carpet.
Donovan Smith's going to be something else witty.
It's going to be Donovan's smithereens.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be blown up.
All right, we should stop before you hurt yourself.
And then Logan Mankins is going to be Logan...
Womankins.
Main Cants. Then Jameis Winston's going to be still Jameis Winston.
Yeah, he's going to be Jameis Luston.
Yeah. He's going to throw 8 interceptions.
Jesus.
Yeah. All of them to Andre Johnson. He comes back, plays defense for the Texans.
What?
Don't question. That's how it happened.
Bold prediction.
Bold prediction. No, we're going to lose next week, or this week, rather.
Nah.
I'm calling that.
Go Bucks.
If we go 2-1, then it'll be all because of my motivation on this podcast of willing them to victory through, criticism.
If the Bucks beat the Texans, Kyle gets to do the intro to Word of the Bane of Lady Voice.
Okay, fine. I'll do it. I'll do it my finest lady voice. And I'll even I don't know what else I'll do.
You wear a dress, but you won't see that.
I'm not gonna wear a dress. Yeah. Where are the Bay Broadcasts?
Exactly.
Not happening. Start the Texans defense. That's what I'm doing.
Start everybody playing against the Bucks too.
That's what I'm doing. Hey, look, I'm not being pessimistic. Maybe I am, but I'm...
Yes, you are. I was about to say, yes, you are.
But because we're not a good team. Everybody's hooting and hollering because we lucked into a
We lucked
a win.
Into that. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did.
It's great to win, and I had fun watching it, and the defense looked better. The offense looked better, and there's reason for optimism, certainly. I'm not saying that there isn't, but I'm just saying I'm being real with you and saying that I don't see a lot of wins coming from this season, and I don't think next week's going to be one of them. That's just all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just...
No. I just think you're wrong.
Okay, fair enough. I hope I am, too, but I don't think that I am. I think we're going to lose next week.
What did you type in?
This week.
Shadowvon. What is that?
Oh, that's where... That's where Mr. Brain Coburn's from.
What is that? Is that this country?
Yeah, Shaunavon, Canada.
That's not this country.
That's just, yeah, it says it right there.
Oh.
Canada.
Can't read, sorry. Hey, he's 30. You didn't even guess 36.
Saskatchewan.
You're
wrong. He's in Saskatchewan. Fuck, we didn't even guess ages. He's 30? Man, we can have him for a long time. I didn't know he was that young.
At least one more year into contract.
Shitballs. Hockey players played until like 80. How come hockey players can play forever, but like NFL players, it's like 25. Oh, he's getting up there.
It's because hockey players are real men.
Okay, interesting. Don't you mean real people, bro?
No, man. No.
Why do you gotta make this a male-dominated sport? Women can have a chance to play hockey, too?
Because we're the only team that's ever let a woman play, and it was a preseason game.
Okay, fine. All right, I'm done with hockey.
But one more thing I want to touch on. It's actually kind of an amusing part of the NFL that happened this week, so...
So we're done with hockey.
Yeah, we're done with hockey. Back to NFL.
Back to the real sport.
So
I kid. Okay, everybody, stop tweeting.
So Buffalo tried to break the Guinness Book of World Records loudest stadium.
Yeah,
and they failed to do so.
But didn't they get it at some point?
No, Kansas City.
Oh, Kansas City. You're right.
It was okay. Kansas City and Seattle fighting back and
going back.
So Buffalo's like, we could do it too. How terrible is it that you set out to do that? And you didn't.
That'd be like the Rays trying to do that. We're going to set the record for the loudest baseball stadium ever. It's like the lowest attended game of the year.
We got 10,000. Sorry, Rays, sorry, Rays. It's not like this.
It's more like this. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah,
bing,
cowbells.
Bing, 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 bing. And then in the distance,
beer here, beer here.
I love, like, there's three, you hear, you always hear at a Rays game, you hear, like, the ding 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 ding. And then, like, when it's quiet, you always hear from, like, the
one booby sound.
Yeah, and they're not even blowing it at, like, they're just blowing it to blow it.
It's just like,
it's like, why? What's happening? And then, like, some, like, there's usually, like, four or five there. And you
they
never
talk back to each other.
Yeah, they talk back to each other. And you never see anybody with a Vuvuzela there ever. I've never seen somebody with a Vuvuzela.
Yeah, you hear it.
You hear it. You just hear it. They're like, who the fuck? There's, like, there's 10,000 people here. Who's got the Vuvuzela?
It's an app now. It's on your phone. Bam.
I have to imagine. Maybe the Rays are just, like, pumping that shit in.
Ooh, here's an idea. The Rays should come up with a cowbell app. That you take your phone and you jingle it, and you could have your own cowbell.
Need to get rid of the whole cowbell shtick.
I think we do too, but we can make some money off that before
it's
goes away.
It's lame as fuck. Yeah, we can. Okay, fair enough. Get some play.
Everybody listen to this. Forget that.
That'll pay for another 2 years of James Loney.
Oh boy.
At least.
Yeah, I'll give it to the team. Be like, hey, see if you can get Price back.
Yeah. Get Price. No, you know.
Shields. Get Shields back.
Oh, come on. Just she got to shoot higher than that. Like, yeah. You know, we give a big old contract over there to somebody.
What, Prince Fielder?
Matuk.
Yeah, Mikey Matuk, sure. All right, well, we've stumbled on the Rays quite accidentally, to be quite honest with you, but I think it's time to ask that question, do the Rays suck? Research to this topic before we started it.
Oh shit, yeah, we just paused. We could have just brought some stats up right there. I like doing other podcasts. I don't care.
Get through it on the fly.
Yeah, it's fine. Y'all listen because we're entertaining. You don't listen because we're accurate, right? Right.
I did happen to see the Rays win last night. That was fun.
Oh yeah, the
walk-off single from Kevin
Kiermaier.
KK.
Yeah, and the Bucks won. Rays finally got a walk-off.
Ooh.
Things are looking up for the old Tampa Bay Rays there.
So when did we last leave our heroes? Are we still calling them heroes?
Well, when we last left these fucks.
More like it.
Was it Yankees?
Yeah, I think we were...
It was Monday night against the... We did Monday night last, so it was a 4-1 loss to the Yankees.
And then we...
came back and won that 4-3, or 4-6. Or 3-6, I'm sorry.
Numbers.
It's not been good this last couple of weeks. It's kind of like we're in the death throes of the season. There's been some positivity. Mikey Matuk looks really good.
He does.
I was thinking this week. I was thinking, oh, look at this. You motherfuckers. You sons of a bitch.
Somebody just...
You motherfuckers.
Somebody changed the wiki.
Fuckers. I'm going to edit it right now live on the podcast.
Someone changed the wiki website for the Rays and put the owners as David Ortiz.
Piece of shit.
God damn it.
Oh, wait. No.
So why does it say it on
Oh, it must be like an old one that Google's pulling from. Where are they pulling this from?
Stop it.
Owner David Ortiz, you motherfucker. All right, let's go on the Red Sox page and edit that.
We could put the Yankees. A-Rod?
I'm going to put David Price. Let's see. Owners, Josh W. Henry. Should we put David Price or what do you think? Who owns the Red Sox?
You could put Derek Jeter.
Nah.
A-Rod?
Nah, I want it to be a Rays kind of...
Well, you can't because nobody does.
...connotation.
Dan Johnson.
Fuck him. Yeah, there you go, Dan Johnson. Let's see. We're going to edit this. Where do I go to the edit page?
So this.
Oh, it's locked. You sons of bitches.
Why isn't ours locked?
Fucking goddamn it.
Who unlocked the race wiki?
So probably whoever unedited or edited the Rays one.
Probably when Joe Maddon left and they left it open.
Yeah. Can I edit the Tampa Bay Rays ones?
Because I'm a fan, it should be unlocked to me.
Let's see. Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, why isn't ours locked?
The fuck? I can edit the Rays one. Why can't I edit the Red Sox? This is some bullshit.
Maybe they only protect real teams.
Probably. God damn it. All right, let's vandalize the Rays. Since I can't do the Red Sox.
Dude, just put word of the bay. We own it.
No. I don't want to be associated. Let's see. Owner. Manager.
What are you doing?
Lovie Smith.
This is happening. I feel like we're live recording while you're doing graffiti.
GM, Matt Silverman. Let's just do
Steve Eisman.
Steve Eisman. Hey, how you spell Y?
Z-Y.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Steve Eisman. And owner.
Tropicana orange juice.
I'm just gonna put Captain Fear. No, I'll put
Joe Glazer.
we can't do this to our own team Wikipedia page, can we?
What? Yes, of course we can. It's open.
Owner. Not the Boston Red Sox.
Not David Ortiz.
I'm not gonna do it.
Aww,
I'm too much
for. He chickened out.
I chickened out.
You should put owner your mother. Just do it.
No, Captain Fear.
Would do something.
Captain Fear. We're gonna save this. Save page.
All right. So go to Wikipedia right now. See if it's still up.
Looks good.
We did that.
Like that. Yeah, I like it.
I love how you didn't change the baseball of operations. It's still Matt Silverman.
Oh. It even links to Lovie Smith. Look at that.
That's awesome. Oh, that's the most fun up thing. I think we should do this every episode. Just change it.
Vandalize a Wikipedia page?
Yep. Pick one and select
it. See if we can do New York Yankees.
So this,
probably not.
This is about as heavy into baseball as
I'm going to bitch.
Why isn't ours locked?
Yeah, well, because it doesn't matter.
Maybe it's picking our ISP and they're like, oh, well, these must be Rays fans.
No, I'm sure it's our page doesn't get edited enough to for people to care. That's why they go on and put David Ortiz as the owner. Because he hit a 3-0 homer. Pissed me off, man.
Get out of my goddamn stadium.
I had to make an account with Wikipedia just to edit that shit back. Anyways, I saw an interesting stat today on the Philadelphia Phillies. So the Philadelphia Phillies have had a almost perfect decline. So 2008, they won the World Series. 2009, they lost the World Series. 2010, they lost the NLCS. 2011, they lost the NLDS. 2012, they didn't make the playoffs. They were like second place, something like that. It was, I don't know. Just
and now they're coming in last.
Yeah, now they're coming in last. It was almost like a perfect decline since the 2008 World Series. Well,
What's the trade with the devil? What's that called?
The
Faustian deal.
Yeah.
That's what they did. They sold it. They got it.
And the devil.
The rest of it's just downhill.
Two Philly fans are like, well, we made the deal. I don't know. We brought the first championship to Philadelphia. And
was it worth it?
Since the 76ers back in the day.
Yeah. And when they die, they get to be Pat Burrell's anal bead.
Oh, God. So I was thinking about the Tampa Bay Rays recently, and I was thinking about the kind of the year that we've been having in terms of hitting.
Yeah.
And a lot's been made of the way that we just haven't been able to get the man in or get the guy over, just the kind of disappointing hitting in general. I don't think that's so much of a big issue as it is the bullpen, because we always knew that the hitting wasn't going to be there.
Yeah. When an identified problem is a continuous problem, it's not that big of a deal compared to something we considered a strength that turns out to be a liability.
Yes. I mean, we went into the year knowing that we're not world beaters as far as our hitters.
Our hitters, yeah. But we thought our pitching and our starting pitching and bullpen would be able to hold us.
Yeah, and the guys we expected to do well have done, relative to their job. Longoria's gone out there and done what he usually does, is his usual, 270 with his...
He bats 275 with has 30, 50, 60 RBIs and 20 home runs. That's what he does.
About what he does. And then you got Loney, who goes out there and hits somewhere around 300. You got the...
except for this year.
Yeah, well, he was hurt. I'd like to think that maybe... He's got better.
Completely like last year. Desmond Jennings is hurt all the time.
Yeah, Forsyth was a pleasant surprise.
That's a nice perk.
Matuk looks good. Looks
Kevin really Kiermaier good. Coming in and playing lefties well enough to make him play lefties.
But I think more than anything, it's like we've given up more walk off hits and home runs this year. We lead baseball by far, and I think we
walk off losses.
We've given up more this year than anyone has since I think it's like the '60s.
Jesus,
yeah, it's been
anytime insane. You have that kind of stat with any kind of connotation, you're having a bad year.
Yeah, take any of our bad hitting games out of the equation, and I guarantee, like the games that our bullpen has given up are the ones that we can't afford to lose, or those are the ones that you need to win. If your hitting isn't good, you have to. We're pitching a defense, right? That's what we're relying on.
Yeah, you need two or three to be a successful baseball team.
Yeah, we didn't have that at all going for this year. Nope. And I personally blame Joe Madden.
He took it with him to Chicago.
He took the magic.
I don't think they're in the wild card hunt right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Madden was up for NL Manager of the Year.
I mean, I think that was at one point in time. I don't think they're. Here, I mean, we got the internet. Let's see what the Chicago Cubs record is.
Chicago Cubs, they are...
Well, 82 and 67, that's
a pretty strong
record. That sounds pretty great. Was I dumb?
Maybe. NL Central standings?
Why don't you just look at Major League Baseball standings?
Uh-oh.
You're going around it. You're like, just go to the source, man.
Major League Baseball standings, let's go to the NL.
Cubs are third.
Oh, interesting.
Wait, can you go up and select the wild card button? Go up. Yeah.
Wild card. Wow, Cubs are, they're still in it.
Yeah, they're technically, they are the, they'll get it. Because look at the games behind.
The Cubs are in
it. The Giants are going to catch them. They're 9 games back.
Still, Cubs have some problems. Cardinals came on strong here towards the end.
Look how good the NL is.
Yeah, NL's so good.
And then to go look at the AL and see how.
Like the Jays, everybody's like, yeah, the Jays.
I can't believe the Astros. I mean, really.
The Astros collapse.
Yeah, I can't believe the Rangers caught up to them. Rangers were terrible.
Yeah. Jesus H. Christ almighty. And then the Twins have a shot. 2.5 games back. We've got at least, 10, 15 to play? Yeah, somewhere. Yeah. Something like that.
I can't believe we're 5 games under .500.
Mm. We're the Rays.
So do we
owned
suck?
By Lovie Smith or managed by Lovie Smith, owned by Captain Fear. I don't know. I'm still not too crazy about the Captain Fear thing. I think we should be owned by Captain Crunch.
You should put Manchester United. They own us.
Captain Crunch. Or you know what? John Cena. John Cena. Let's just get a little bit of John Cena music in here. The time is now for John Cena. Yeah. John Cena's coming to own your fucking sports franchise. It's going to be crazy this Sunday, SummerSlam. Okay.
Okay.
So what do we think?
I think they suck.
I think that they suck. Ow!
say?
I don't know. Wally.
You motherfucker.
Let me just save this page. Did I spell Cena right? Did I spell John Cena?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Where do I save? Hope Robert doesn't want to ever edit Wikipedia.
Because he's been caught changing the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yep. You've been caught fucking around.
Something fucky going on here. All right, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done too. We've vandalized Wikipedia on our own beloved sports franchise.
Yep. Quick, before the theme catches us.
Oh, go to www.sharkchopper.com. Check out all of our podcasts. There's a lot of them there for you to check out. Go check Nick out on Twitter. He's at InkmanWOTB. I'm at KyleWOTB. Thanks to Audible.com. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. And we're getting the fuck out of here.
T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark! Go! Go! Go!
This podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.